it's not broken yet.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But yes, heading back.
Check one, two, one, two. All right, now I've got my perch. Yeah, just gotta go. There we go. We usually play on the stool. All right, everybody's enjoying their meal. Sunday afternoon in the sun today. Beautiful day, hey guys, finally.
You guys believe dreams can come alive? Yes? Well, this song's called Dreams Can Come Alive.
Crazy little eyes.
Which one?
or feel good.
I can have it.
He knows the joke I'm going to tell. Okay, I got a question, man. What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo? A hippo is very heavy. A Zippo is a little lighter.
Stick to music.
Well, why can't you run to a campground then? Because you can only run because it's past tense. Come on. What do you call a bear without an ear? A bee. Kids, I'm going to have to tell you a little more. This is an adult crowd. These are kids here, right? Okay, so this is a bit of an adult joke. So Johnny was in class, and the teacher said, okay, class, I have a question for you. If there's four birds sitting on a bench, and the shot went off, how many be left? Johnny goes, none. No, the teacher goes, no. Class, four birds sitting on a fence, and the shot went off with a shotgun, how many be left? Johnny goes, none. No, she goes, Johnny, four. Take away one. None. She goes, why do you keep saying none? She goes, why do you keep saying none? He goes, well, the noise of the gun blast, which scare the other three birds away. She goes, wow, I like the way you think. And he goes, well, teacher, I got a question for you then. If there's three women on a park bench eating ice cream, one was licking the ice cream, one was biting the ice cream, one was sucking the ice cream, which wouldn't be the one that was married? I guess the one sucking the ice cream goes, no, the one with the wedding ring, but I like the way you think.
You know any songs?
I know.
We'll have to figure
it out. So this next one.
Get on the table, that's probably more logical.
Okay, well, this is the first song when I was very lucky. My dad plays guitar, everybody plays guitar in my family or music, and he said, I started playing Led Zeppelin and Black Sabbath, and he said, there's already Led Zeppelin, there's already Black Sabbath. And he goes, try to find Keith, and I'm 16, right? Huh? Try to find your own voice.
They're going to play it.
And actually, then I wrote this song. He said, write your own song. And I said, oh, okay.
So go find your voice, make your choice.
the date would be happy. Oh, well, I'll work on one. Okay.
Another one I wrote. I was walking in many bars in my life, so.
Thank you. Yeah, hey.
And this is
That's a shot,
isn't it? This one is called See Your Smile. I would drive miles and miles to see your smile.
Thank you.
wardrobe malfunction.
Days in a month, Taylor's head's not fun.
Hold on. I need a longer cord next
time.
So we'll do a little tuning break. This next tune, actually, is 5 years ago or more, no. Yeah. June 2012, June 29th, 6 years, going on 6 years this summer. It was the first time Keith and I jammed together. It was almost Canada Day, and yeah, this was the tune. So basically, I had a set with a show with my band at the time, Riding with Mark Gurney and Patrick Levine, really good musicians too. And then Keith came up on stage and was jamming this tune, and then Johnny came out.
Thank you.
came out of it when I was looking at myself in a mirror and thinking, one day, you know what, maybe I'll put these songs and go somewhere. Jamming and just came out.
Let's go by.
V.
V.
Philadelphia.
We should teach it in schools.
We should teach that in schools.
Should. More love, man. We need more love.
Oh, ZZ Top.
Hey. Close. Actually, it's close. It just places down the road. What's it called?
Well, the Grand Barn.
The Grand Barn.
The barn, yeah.
Selling hats. I got half of you, half of you, half of you. Step right up here. I got half of you. You know what? You like a hat. I got half of you. This kind of hat you want. We got this kind of hat. We got that kind of hat. I got, come on, hats, hats. And I used to be a barker. And I was right across from the Carlsberg building, and actually, what do you call it? We're playing there. What's his name? Ronnie Hawkins. Every day. So and then I was there, and this beautiful girl smiled at me, and then I wrote this song.
Thank you.
What like thing?
There's a little black in there. Maybe I'll get an extra one.
Where? You see a black thing?
Pick, yep.
Oh, no.
Oh, well. Son,
we got a spare. I got a spare.
No problem.
Pick down.
That's okay. No problem. Thank you. Okay, this is a song we just wrote recently. Well, you'll get it right away. It's called Life's a Beach.
Actually, I'm going to have to come closer. Still learning. Yeah, that should, because we're taking a little break now. And yeah, 7:15 sounds right. Yeah, sounds good. Perfect.